Blog Talk Radio.
For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem.
"Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also."
When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, The star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
Out of Egypt, I called my son.
Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet.
A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more.
Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead.
Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets.
He shall be called a Nazarene.
Amen. 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 That was an awesome story right there, Mike. What did you get from that, Mike?
Well, you know, I mean, it's pretty basic, just telling us, you know, about the birth of our Savior and how hard the enemy to end his life as a small child. And it kind of leads us into the point of how Joseph and Mary were sensitive to the Spirit, how they could hear the Spirit and listen to it and obey the Spirit and do what was necessary to save the life of Jesus by leaving out of Bethlehem and heading into Egypt.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, you know, the Father sent angels to speak to them. And I know Joseph, you know, in the very part of this story, Joseph had a real hard bearing of trying to figure out about Mary when he found out that she was already pregnant. And like I said, back in those days, it was really bad for a Jewish woman to be pregnant because they thought that she was in adultery and they would stone her to death. But the angel actually saved Mary's life and saved her marriage to Joseph, because the angel told Joseph, hey, you know, she's with child. This is of God. God has put his seed in her, and, you know, take this lady and take care of her, for she is going to have the Savior. And when he heard that, it changed his whole mind of what was going on there, because he wasn't really knowing what to think until the angel told him. As of this time, the angel told him to watch out for Herod, because Herod was wanting to kill the baby Jesus, and to move to Egypt for a while until, you know, he got word to come back to Israel. So, you know, the angels, God sent his messengers ahead of him just to let him know and guide him from place to place to keep him safe. And if Joseph didn't listen, it would have been very, 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 very bad for baby Jesus. But the thing about Joseph is I really feel that the father knew that Joseph was very obedient. He was very obedient to God's word. He's very obedient to the angel, and he knew that Joseph would listen to keep his son safe.
You know, that kind of leads us into makes us to stop and think. You know, the spirit works the same today as it did then. And like you said, the spirit, well, the angels talking to Joseph saved Mary's life, you know, got him to go ahead and take her as his wife and to not know her until after the birth of Jesus. Listening to the spirit, he was led to go to Egypt. And then several years later, he was led to come back from Egypt and not to go into Bethlehem again, but to go back to Nazareth and stay where he was at. Of course, you know, that was so that the scriptures could be filled, that he would be called a Nazarene. But there's just so many things that we can learn from this story. It's not just a story about the birth of Jesus, but it's also a story to let us know how we should be living our life and trying to listen to, sometimes does angels talk to us? Do we need to listen to the Spirit more clearly? You know, the things are, God said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's going to do the same thing today for us that he did in those days. So we really, really need to learn to be super sensitive and listen so that he can work miracles in our life the same way that he worked miracles for Mary and Joseph.
That's correct, Mike. That's correct. And what we're going to do right quick, we're going to go ahead and jump into a song. It's called We Need You Now, Lord. We'll be right back.
I believe. many times have you given me strength?
Amen, amen. Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is host Reverend Stan and Mike Burkett, and we're sitting here just talking about the story of baby Jesus and Matthew Part 2 that we just played a while ago, and talking about the wise men and all the different things that went on in Part 2, and how Herod and them was trying to actually kill baby Jesus, but the Lord warned Joseph to pack up their things and leave to Egypt. And one of the amazing things about baby Jesus is that the whole life of Jesus Christ was prophesied way before he was born, and even before all of this happened. And they keep on saying, Jeremiah the prophet said a voice will be heard of Ramah weeping and great mourning. Rachel's weeping for her child, and she refused to be concealed because they were no more. So it was prophesying there about how the people was going to try to kill baby Jesus and kill a lot of people, there in that area at that time, because, Herod was going to try to actually find baby Jesus and kill him, but they got him out of there right before that happened, and they moved to Egypt. And then we can just go back to, back to some of the other things that the prophets has written, the prophet wrote, and in Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means less among the leaders of Judea, because out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people, O Israel. So there was another one there. Mike, what do you get from that?
Well, it's just, it goes to prove that, you're quoting Isaiah, you're quoting Jeremiah. These are guys that was hundreds, if not thousands of years before Jesus' time, and they predicted it so perfectly. It just goes to prove, once again, the Bible is real, the Bible is accurate. Jesus was who they said he was. He was the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He's still our Lord and Savior. Isaiah 3 or Isaiah 40 talks about the voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord, where it's talking about John to get ready. It's in the 9th chapter. Where it actually gives the Christmas story again in Isaiah, in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And how long ago was that before he was born? And it was exact, It's it's amazing, but at the same time, it's just wonderful that the Bible proves itself over and over again. that it shows that the New Testament was actually hidden within the Old Testament, that it was actually there. And we have all of these prophets prophesying and telling us. And then when Jesus was born, we're shown to what lengths the enemy will go, how he will use people that could be or that are in our life to come against us, to do things against us that are against the will of God. And
right. Yeah.
We really need to close attention to these things. You know, we can't, well, that was just a long time ago, and well, this, and well, it's the same today as it was then, and God works the same today as he did then. And we really, really, really need to start paying attention, especially this being the Christmas season and the celebration of the birth of our Lord, but also, the you know, we're getting closer and closer to the end of time, and we really need to understand how God is going to work using angels, using spirits. And we got to understand to what lengths Satan is going to go to stop us.
Correct, correct. There's one thing that was really unique here is how the wise men went to Herod first, and he was wanting to know, you know, asking Herod, where can we go, you know, what can we do, and you know where this place could be. And Herod didn't know what they was talking about, and he told them about the Bethlehem, about in Judea, or no means less amongst the leaders, and talking about how Jesus was going to be the king of the Jews and was going to be the shepherd of the people. And Herod's like, hey, I'm the only king here. How's he going to be the king? What's going on here? And he wanted to know more about what was going on. And he said, he asked the wise men, he's like, what is going to be the exact time when this child's going to be born? Because in his mind, he didn't want nobody higher up than him, so he's going to take care of whatever the problem was. And then the wise men started catching on to this, and well, this guy ain't in to help, you know, baby Jesus out, and he was in to hurt baby Jesus. They just had that weird feeling this dude was in for the good, for a good thing from him. So they didn't give him no more information, more than he needed to know. So that's when, you know, he sent them out to find that, you know, to find baby Jesus and try to kill him. But, you know, Joseph got warned. But, you know, the wise men, they was going by the stars. And that kind of tells you that God uses a little bit of everything to actually go and guide people to God, guide people, you know, to the right way. No matter what we think is bad, God can use that for good. I mean, no matter what it is, God can use this for good and do right things with that. But I really feel that, you know, God the Father really protected his son. He highly protected his son. He made sure all the right things. I mean, if one step went off, they would have had a bad situation. So God guided each step there, you know, and brought baby Jesus into the world and kept him safe. And, you know, I really feel that, you know, the Lord can keep us safe. He can protect us as long as we just keep our faith in the Lord and don't, you know, go away from what God says. And a lot of us, you know, when something happens, you know, we always blame God. You know, God, you did this. God, you did that. Why did you do this? And a lot of times, if we really look at the situation, did we really listen to God? Did we really pay attention to God? Did we hear the Holy Spirit speak to us inside of us? See, back in those days, when Jesus was born, the Holy Spirit wasn't inside nobody yet, because Jesus Christ has not died and did not pour his Spirit amongst the earth yet. So they actually didn't have the Holy Spirit in them yet. The only two that I know of that time that had the Holy Spirit was Jesus and John the Baptist. They was the only two that actually had the Holy Spirit inside of them at that time, as we do now as Christians. But at that time, angels had to come and talk to people. Angels had to guide people, because they could have no guidance within because they didn't have the Holy Spirit in them yet. Jesus didn't die on the cross yet. And like I said, he hasn't rose yet, and he poured his Spirit among men. So God had to actually send angels to communicate to people. And as of the day, we're so used to having the Holy Spirit guide us and stuff. But back in those days, I don't really think that we understand how good we have it than what they had back in those days, because they didn't have the Holy Spirit. They didn't have this. They didn't have that. Only way God could actually, you know, control these people is by sending them angels, messengers. I mean, they had to see a full-figured angel show up in front of them and actually guide them, because if you really, really think about it, they didn't have no inner voice at all at that time. They had no inner voice. The Holy Spirit wasn't there yet. So they had to have full-figured angels popping up out of nowhere. Hey, go this way. Hey, you know, hey, Mary, you're going to have a child. I mean, that's what went on. And, you know, I'm really glad that Jesus died for me. I'm really glad that he put his Holy Spirit in me where I don't have to have this. I can, you know, I can trust into the Lord Jesus, and Jesus is within me, and he can guide me from inside. He don't have to have send humongous angels to guide me. Seeing angels is awesome. I love to see an angel all day long. That's awesome. But I'm glad I've got the controller inside of me to guide me. What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I got to agree with you completely. I mean, you know, the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life, I would hate to even think of what it might be like without it. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, we're always seeing, like you said, he had to send angels, he had to send prophets all the time. It was, you know, they didn't have the privilege that we have. We have the privilege that our Lord was born of a virgin, that he died on the cross, he rose on the third day, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. And because he did that, we have the Spirit dwelling within us. That's what people often don't realize, is the Spirit that's dwelling in us is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the same Spirit.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You know, it's the same Spirit that was with him when he was teaching. He would say, I only can say what I hear my Father say. Well, who was telling him what the Father was saying? You know, now, granted, he went to and spent a lot of time in prayer, but he had the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit was in constant communication between God and between Jesus. And now we have the very same Holy Spirit that we can talk to, we can listen to, we can say, you know, I only say what I hear my Father say. We can say that now because we have a direct line. In Hebrews, it tells us, come boldly before the throne of God. You know, we couldn't do that if it wasn't for the birth of Jesus. You know, that's why this time of year is so, so important. A lot of people, they just, oh, well, you know, it's Christmas season and you got to go shopping and you got to buy gifts and you got to do this and you got to do that. But, and the whole meaning of the season is completely lost anymore. It's just, you know, celebrate the birth, celebrate the resurrection, celebrate the fact that we have the Holy Spirit living within us and that we can go boldly before the throne of God. Before Jesus came, you had the high priest, and he was the only one that could go into the Holy of Holies and talk to God, and that was only one time a year. And then he had to have a rope tied to him with bells on, so if the bells quit ringing, then they found out, well, he wasn't worthy enough. He's dead. Let's pull him out and send somebody else in. Now, All we got to do is sit down. In the 58th chapter of Isaiah, it says, call out to me, and I will hear you. Call my name, and I will say, here I am. Well, you know, do you know what that means to us today? when we can call out the name of Abba Father, and through his spirit, he'll speak to us. He'll say, here I am. What do you have need of? You know, like you said,
right.
it shows how well he protected his son. And the Bible tells us that we've been adopted by God. We're his children. So if he did it for one child, he'll do it for every one of them.
Correct. And it's also so awesome how the prophets back in those days, they actually heard God talk to them. I mean, it wasn't like a spiritual thing, you know, the Holy Spirit speaking inside of them. God spoke out loud to these guys. A lot of times it was in dreams, and a lot of times it was actually out real loud. And it wasn't like a Holy Spirit guiding thing like we got now. It was actually out loud. I mean, the prophets would have to go to their home or to their cave, wherever they was, there where they dwelled at, and at a certain time, you know, they would hear the Father speak to them very loud, or they would have a dream about things that's going on. It wasn't like a knowing and all that we have now. So, you know, or if God was going to guide somebody that wasn't a prophet to here and there, he, like I said, he would send angels to actually physically be there and show them. So there was a lot of stuff going on back in those days that we take for granted today, that we actually have God inside of us. He speaks inside of us, and he guides us that way. He works through our hands. At that time, you know, he only worked through the prophets. The prophets was the only ones that could do anything. You know, people could, you know, be guided in many different ways. You know, hey, you know, go here, kill these people, take this city, but he would put a blessing over them and things would go good, but really they had no power. But it's very awesome how God used these prophets and guided the people. And you know, there's different people in the Bible that there's anointing put on their lives, but they actually have nothing working inside of them. It's just a power or something going on like that. But we take for granted what Jesus gave us, and all the things that he's given to his church. And I really believe that, you know, street ministry, as, you know, as in the book of Acts, is so very important, because we get to go and practice and use the gifts that the Lord has given us. The reason that God sent his son down here to let us be sons and daughters of God through him. And one thing I like to talk about is that when God sees us, he sees us as Jesus. That's what people don't understand. Jesus has covered us. The Father can't see us as us no more. When we died, went to the grave, we rose up and came with inside of Jesus. Jesus, everything that he sees of us, he sees Jesus, because Jesus took our place on that cross. Jesus died for us on that cross. When we put our faith in Jesus and we was baptized in that water, we died with Jesus, and then we rose again with Jesus. So the Father only sees his son. He doesn't see our blemishes. He doesn't see our problems. Only thing he sees us as a perfect being. If you've not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, you've not been water baptized, which I mean dunked, not just sprinkled, I'm telling you, there's nothing like it to be a new son and daughter of God through Jesus Christ. If anybody here that's listening to this show today has not given themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, would like to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, just say this prayer with me tonight here. Just say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of all the sins that I've ever done. I give them to you and your cross. Lord Jesus, I accept that you died on that cross for me. I accept that you rose from the dead on the third day for me. And I accept you in my heart for eternity, Lord Jesus. I ask this in your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you had just said this awesome prayer and invited the Lord Jesus in your heart, you are now a brother or sister in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are part of the family. Welcome welcome to the family of God. And I do say, if you have not been baptized, please find a church near you or let the Healing Light Show Ministries know about it, and we can send somebody or send you to a person that can water baptize you. We really believe in that. And, you know, it's always awesome to come into the family. And at this time, I'm just going to go ahead and play a song. We'll be right back, and we're going to be praying for the sick here on the show. Welcome back, everybody. This is Healing Light Show, and we've been talking about Matthew 2 and talking about the wise men and all the things that went on with the wise men during that time. If you would like to check out the Christmas Story Part 1, you can go in the archives and check that out at any time and just listen to the whole thing. We've been listening to the Word of Promise. It's out of the NIV. You can go right by the Bible and just read it as he is telling the story. It's a very accurate biblical storytelling guide, and you know, this is about the only one I've actually used because it has so many actors in it. They make it seem so real. It really opens the Bible out to you. So it's an awesome series. You can check it out at any book, you know, a Christian bookstore. You can buy the whole DVD or CD set, and it will really open the Bible up to you and make it real. You know, like real life to you. So just go to your local Christian bookstore and check that out. But at this time, we're just going to go ahead and pray for the sick. And I am going to try to tell everybody, if people would like to call in and get prayer and receive healing, they can call 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. Anybody can call in this number, and they can get prayer. Get prayed for right on the air. We will pray for you. We will ask what you have received. Where's the pain level? We will do that. We see people get healed. We're healing evangelists, so we're used to seeing people get healed. So, I mean, we will pray for your family. We will pray for your illness. We will pray for your job. My ministry has had a thing with praying for many different things in people's lives. We've prayed for marriages. We saw marriages straighten up. We prayed for sicknesses, saw sicknesses go away. I mean, we prayed for a lot of things and saw God move mightily in that. And we really give this all to Jesus, because he is the manpower behind this. He is the power behind this, the Holy Spirit correcting things that the enemy has tried to mess up in people's lives. But at this time, what I'm going to do, we're going to go ahead and start praying. And like I said, if you're hearing this, just call 347-996-3615. But we're just going to go ahead and start praying for people and just praying for the audience at this time. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask you just to come upon the audience at this time. And I ask the audience, just put your hand where the sickness is. If you got a hurt stomach, you got a hurt leg, just put your hand there. If you got a hurt arm, you got a hurt back, neck, anything like that. And I got a little testimony that I got from today, just to let you know. I was doing some lawn care work for a lady today, and she had a hurt leg. She just had surgery, all this and that. And her leg has just been so weak and been hurting. And she told me about that before I did the yard service. I said, "Can I pray for your leg?" And she's like, "Sure, Stan, you know, anytime." And she's had a lot of miracles happen when I pray for her beforehand, but she was just needing this prayer. And I prayed for her leg, and she said, "I've not been able to stand on it long because of weaknesses in the leg from the surgery." And, you know, a lot of that times of what man has done is not completely 100%, as we know, in surgery. So, anyway, I prayed for her kneecap and prayed for her leg, and she got up and stood straight up, and she walked around. She said, "There before, I could not turn around because my leg just wouldn't let me, but now I'm moving correctly. I'm moving great." And she was so happy that the Lord healed her knee where she could walk straight without any pain. So praise Jesus on that. I'm just so happy to see Jesus heal this lady today. And she was just so, you know, in tears of what the Lord has done for her this day. But her name is actually Marcy Simpson, and I actually got a testimony here in the archives of Marcy talking about some things that the Lord has done in her life. And she has been a good friend of mine in the ministry. So it's awesome to see God move on her. But she has did some testimonies on this show, so you can listen to it in archives. But at this time, just put your hand on your leg, your knees, wherever it is where that pain is. I'm just going to go ahead and pray, and I'm going to have Mike to pray too. If he picks up any words of knowledge to pray for people, we're going to be all open here. So in Jesus' name, in the power of the Holy Spirit, I command all pain to leave the chest. I command anybody who has chest problems, I command any heart issues to leave now. I command a spirit of heart disease to leave now in Jesus' name. I command all pain to leave now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I command you to, I ask you to go and repair all heart, all vessels, all parts of the heart. I command all to be repaired now in Jesus' name. I command wholeness upon the heart, wholeness upon the blood vessels, the arteries, all the stuff around the heart. I command it to be made whole now and made new now in Jesus' name. Spirit of heart disease, I curse you at the root and at the seed. And I bind a spirit of heart disease, and I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Command a spirit of heart disease to leave in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke you. Command you to go to the abyss now and never return. You leave their chest. You leave their body now and never return. In Jesus' name, I take authority over you and command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I command anything, I don't care if it's a broke rib, I command the broke rib to be made whole now, I command indigestion to leave now in Jesus' name. I command indigestion to leave now in Jesus' name. I command it to stop. I command any pain in the knees, if you have pains in your knees, I command that pain to leave now in Jesus' name. I command that pain to stop now 100% and never come back. I command that pain to stop now in Jesus' name. Migraines, I curse the spirit of migraines. I bind and rebuke it and command this spirit of migraines to leave now and go to the abyss. I take authority over that spirit of migraine. I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of migraine, command it to leave now and go to the abyss and never return. I command all the pain around the neck area to leave, all the pain in the head to leave now in Jesus' name. You picking up anything, Mike?
Well, you know, when you was praying for the heart, oftentimes lung problems are associated with heart problems. I know a little over 2 years ago, I had a heart attack and then had open heart surgery. And one of the indicators was is I couldn't breathe. I had all kinds of breathing problems. And while you were praying, I was just getting... The Lord wants to heal somebody's lungs tonight. There's somebody they're not sure what the problem is. They've been having some chest pains. They've been having shortness of breath, a whole lot of just they can't seem to do any activities whatsoever because of the shortness of breath. It keeps them from enjoying their life. And the Lord just kept impressing on me, if that person will accept it, that he will heal their lungs 100%. And he'll do that right now, and it doesn't take no great big drawn-out procedure or anything else. It's just plain and simple. Father God, right now, you have said that you are going to heal someone's lungs, maybe more than just one, maybe several. But if that person will right now accept that God is the healer, that he still works miracles today, then in the name of Jesus, the lungs are healed. And you know, Stan,
Jesus' name.
I'm speaking from experience here because I was diagnosed with bronchial asthma, with COPD, and with emphysema. At the time of the diagnosis, people with all those diagnoses usually didn't make it much more than about 5 years. The last diagnosis was in 2002, and I'm still alive. But God,
amen.
God has given me brand new lungs. He's healed my lungs to the point to where when a doctor puts his stethoscope on my chest, he says the same thing every time. Your lungs are 100% clear. So God is in the miracle business. You know, he will heal you. All you got to do is accept his promises, Stan. You know, he promises in his word that he'll do it. And if we'll accept that promise and we'll believe that promise, then the healing is ours.
Amen. Amen. At this time, I just like the people whoever's having that problems with their lungs at this time, just go ahead and put your hands on your lungs and say, Lord Jesus, I accept this healing. I accept this healing in my lungs. In Jesus' name, I command both lungs to be made whole now in Jesus' name. I release the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I command both lungs to be made whole now in Jesus' name. I command any scars, any tissue that's been damaged to be cleansed, to be wiped off. I command the lungs to be completely new in Jesus' name. I command any heart conditions to leave now in Jesus' name. I command new heart, new lungs. In Jesus' mighty name, I command that now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, I command. I'm hearing brainstem. Anybody that's having problems with their brainstem, with their neck, I command this problem to leave. I command the brainstem to be made whole in Jesus' name. I command the brainstem to be made whole in Jesus' name. I command complete healing upon the mind, complete healing over the brain. I don't know what it is, but I was hearing this. I'm praying for complete healing over the brainstem and of the mind in Jesus' name. I command that brainstem to be completely healed in Jesus' name. Feet problems. I'm praying it. I'm praying towards people that's having issues with their feet. I command wholeness upon their feet. I command all the bones in their feet to be made whole. I command all the ligaments in the feet to be made whole in Jesus' name. I command all the toes, all the bones to be made whole now in Jesus' name. Well, new feet, Lord, new feet in Jesus' name. I release this now upon their feet in Jesus' name. All soreness to leave, all pain leave now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command all arms to be made whole. Anybody having problems with their arms, I command pain to leave. I command bones to grow back together in Jesus' name. Muscles grow back together. I command soreness to leave now. I command joints to be made whole now. I command all the lubrication in the arms and the elbows to be made whole and to be put back in Jesus' name. I command that now in Jesus' mighty name. I command all that to be made whole now. I command complete healing upon these people's families. If there's any problems with somebody's family, it's got issues in their families, I command this problem to be removed now in Jesus' name. I command this problem to leave now in Jesus' name. I command peace upon the family, peace upon the people that's in the family. I command peace upon the whole situation in Jesus' mighty name now. I ask you just to receive that healing now. I command any problem that anybody's having problems with their finances, I command the storehouse of heaven to be released upon their finances. All the problems people have been having with their finances, I bind that demon. And that demon is holding their finances back. I bind and rebuke it, command it to fall to the abyss now in Jesus' name. And I command that storehouse that has been closed, the door been closed, I command it to be open now and poured upon their finances. I command it to be opened and poured upon their finances now in Jesus' mighty name. I command finances to be made whole now. I command bank accounts to be filled up now in Jesus' name. I command jobs to be released to these people now in Jesus' name. I declare no more no's for these people. I declare yeses. Yeses. When it comes to finding jobs, I command everybody to be saying yes in Jesus' name. When you find a job, the person at the office will say, yes, we need you. Yes, we need you in our company. Yes, we need your help. In Jesus' name, we command yeses and no's to no longer be said towards finances, no's to no longer be said to when you get a job. I command yeses in Jesus' name to come your way. I command blessings to be poured upon your family. I command blessings to be poured. I command those bills to be paid in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command Christmas presents to be given to everybody in the household. In Jesus' name, I command all the poverty that's been over your family to be broke now. All poverty to be broke now in Jesus' name. And I command the Lord's blessings to come upon your life in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, just accept this now. Accept this into your life. Amen. Amen. Picking up anything, Mike?
No, I'm not. When you was praying for finances, I just was reminded of the verse that where he says, you know, if you're a tither and a sower, that he will pour out blessings that your barn cannot hold. So if people's having problems with their finances, there it is. It's been spoken that he will do it. He will take care of it. I've seen it personally where my wife was out of work and the Lord blessed us with over $11,000, just people walking up and handing us money. So,
that's awesome.
You know, if you're needing finances, don't let the spirit of fear come upon you. Let the spirit of God come upon you and believe in him and believe in his word. And as long as you live like that, you're not going to have any financial problems because God's going to take care of you the same way he took care of Joseph and Mary and the little baby Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And I want to thank you, Mike, for being on the show tonight, and we're looking forward to have you on Earth some other nights here on the show, and I appreciate everything you're doing, man.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'll come back anytime you need me, Stan.
Okay, thank you. I want to tell everybody, if you want to check out the Healing Light Show, just go to Facebook and look up Healing Light Ministries. We don't only just do radio shows and conferences and stuff. We go out and minister to people in their homes. We go out and minister to people in the hospitals. We really go out and minister to people quite a bit. We're not only just an evangelistic team. We are a ministering team. In January, we're fixing to put together a street evangelistic thing that we're going to be bringing to Charlotte and to the surrounding areas. If you would like to be a part of this, please message the Healing Light Ministries. If you want to go and pray for the sick and see them recover, and we can show you how this works, how to walk in the power of God. If you're interested in this, just message us and give us your information. We'll get in contact with you. We're fixing to do this pretty soon. We've got some group of people that wants to do this, that wants to go out at least once a month. If you want to just tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and heal the, just let us know. We'd be more than happy. I also invite you to go to the Healing Light Show on YouTube and check out our conferences and our shows. We are fixing to make some more shows. You can see us live and praying for the sick live on air. We are working on the Roku Healing Light, the Healing Light channel. The Healing Light channel will be bringing people praying for the sick all over the United States. You'll be seeing them on there. So be looking forward towards that in the future. But I'd like to say God bless you, and we will see you next time.